And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we have a great guest in the studio here. From the Limitless over at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Captain Matt Barlow is here, and you stay tuned. This is going to be a great show, Matt. The guy that gets them, he's going to tell you why. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a fun show today is going to be. Having Matt in here talking Limitless and some great fishing and the fish are biting, man. I'm pumped for today.
Hey, good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Great to have you here. Go ahead and step right up to that, Matt. Pull that thing right close to you there.
Got it.
Get comfortable with it. Limitless, such a great operator. You've been in this industry for a long time. You were sales rep for many, many years and running boats and everything, and then you take the big step and buy one of the most iconic Southern California six-packs around.
Yeah, it's a pretty big jump for me. You know, I ran the Impulse out of Dana Landing for Steve Fenard for 13, 14 years. And
Had two jobs, right?
So I was on the hustle for sure.
Yeah.
Penn and Berkeley, so I carried the sales bag around and ran the boat as well, the Impulse. So and then 2021, I purchased the Limitless from Tom Paterno, who a lot of people know him. He's a legend, pretty much in Orange County. And then
everywhere.
Yeah, he's a legend. So
we got to fish with him years back and had a day on sport fishing there. And now you own that.
And that boat is legendary. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, there's only one boat. Yep.
Yeah.
And that was the only boat I was going to buy. And he made me an offer, and I'm like, I have to go for it.
So that's so rad.
Here we are.
I love that.
Yeah. So tell us about the Limitless. What is it? What makes it so special?
Well, it's a Pacifica hull. Yeah. So they're built in Costa Mesa, so it's designed to fish on the West Coast.
Right.
And when you get on that boat, It's beany. It's comfortable. We have all the amenities, but really when you get in the drift, you really notice it when you're sideways and fishing bluefin or whatever species, it's very comfortable and you're not getting that big pitch and roll.
Yeah.
And they're sturdy boats and it's a 1978.
Yeah.
So it kind of speaks for itself. We do a lot of
solid.
Solid boat. Yep.
Yeah.
So. You see it down at Dana too. That boat's big everywhere. You know, yeah. I mean, it just is. Like it's like you said, it's beamy and walking up the rails is big and inside, it's just a I love that boat. It's big. It's very, yeah. very comfortable.
There's nothing like a Pacifica. They're just kind of. I don't know. I'm going to say they cut the molds, but they kind of did. I mean, they're kind of around. Jimmy Kingsmill, who was on the show yesterday, is kind of a former Pacifica owner, and he's like was saying, oh yeah, those boats are just around forever, right?
Well, like you said, it was built here for here.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
For here.
And most of the manufacturers are on the East Coast, so
yeah.
they weren't really built. They're built for more speed and not drifting. And then the acoustics of the hull, it gets bit like. Back in the Albacore days, that boat and Marlin,
yeah,
thing would get jig bit like crazy. So it's a combination of things. And then obviously over time, Tom put in a lot of sweat equity into it and yeah. a lot of money. So it never ends with boat work and
yes.
investment in the boat.
I can't imagine.
It's never ending. But
it is. Yeah.
If you want to keep it, you know, how it should be, you got to spend them.
Boats are not a cheap investment, and
they're
keep
not.
Them in good, especially as hard as you run it. You're running every day starting now, right?
Yeah, pretty much middle of June through beginning of November, we're almost every day to almost every day. So
wow.
Yeah.
So what types of trips do you do on the Limitless?
I would say 90% of the trips are day and a half and beyond, we okay. all the way up to 2.5 day trips, but
wow.
a lot of day and a half, 2 days, and we get later in the season, 2.5 days are, you know, people want variety. You know, you go fish Dorado, yellowfin, and then of course this big bluefin. So it's a good way to mix it up.
Get a day of filling the box, and then a day of hunting trophies.
Yeah. So a lot of, you know, we have a lot of family groups, so sometimes like one full day of bluefin fishing, especially those big ones, will beat you up pretty good.
Sure.
We'll go mix it up, go fish Clemente or Cortez or wherever and fish yellowtail. So it's a pretty versatile boat, and these longer trips kind of give you that opportunity to, you know, do it all.
Yeah, and as far as like a full day and a half, but you say you specialize kind of that day and a half and beyond.
I would say overnight and beyond. That's
yeah.
kind of what our run is built on. You know, the boat's quick, you know, we 20-plus knots, but
wow.
you know what, we carry a lot of bait, and we have all the amenities for overnight and beyond. So I think we specialize mostly overnight and over that.
How much bait do you carry?
A lot. We probably hold for a six-pack boat, we probably hold like 100 swings from the receiver.
Oh,
and then
we
have a slammer below.
Come on.
Yeah,
oh, you have a slammer below,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, our fuel converts to a slammer. So.
Holy
yeah,
mackerel.
So.
It's a serious long-range boat.
Yeah, we're not exactly long-range, but, you know, we hold quite a bit of bait, so
yeah.
it's good.
That's
yeah.
rad.
Yeah,
that's cool. And how about groups? Are you 4, 6? What's your typical group?
So I'd say our typical group is 4 to 5 guys, but we'll accommodate up to 6.
Uh-huh.
So we have 2 heads on board, shower, and 6 full-size bunks, so it's pretty
wow.
comfortable. Full
yeah.
galley, and our guys are... We have good, my guy Fitzy on deck, he's the main chef, so he gets it done in the galley. So it's overall good experience.
So are your trips all inclusive then?
All
food
inclusive.
Food and everything?
Food, everything, yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
I realize that.
That's nice.
So what you see is what you get as
yeah.
far as the price.
And pretty much just straight charter, or do you do some open party stuff?
You know what? That's kind of hard deal for us. We mostly charter. I'd say 95% is charter. We'll
yeah.
run an open party deal like late in the season or early to get, you know, when we're not stacked, but mostly private charters. Yeah.
So the big question is, do you have any spots open for the summer?
We do. We have a handful of spots in June and July, and then out in October, I'd say middle, end of October, we have a few dates for those longer trips. So
that's
yeah.
blowing me away that you know, you're not alone. You kind of hear everybody about that, like, oh, there's, you know, no room right now or no room a little later, but we do have space in October. Dude, the last few years, overwhelmingly, that's been our best month.
Best
I mean,
month.
The best of the best, not like... Not when things should start to fall off. I mean, that's when it's been its very best. And honestly, kind of the same thing on the other half, too. Like, June is, you know, like, June and October are like the new August, you know? But
yeah.
It blows me away that there's some spots in the fall like that.
Yeah, with a group of six, you know, it's easy for these guys to put together a trip. They'll kind of hold off and say, oh, is it biting or what have you. But, yeah, October, even November in the past few years is my favorite time to fish. And
better weather.
Yeah.
With fishing.
But, you know, a lot of time people's kids are going back to school. Sure. And, you know, once you get to November, then people start thinking about the holidays. So, you know, it tapers off. But the fishing is epic.
Oh, man.
October.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised you still have spots in June and July, especially like July.
There's not a lot. There's like a handful at the most. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly a day and a half or up to two and a half day charter.
Yeah. I'd say we have a couple. In July, we really only just have overnights open, and then June we got some holes. So.
That's cool.
Where can you go on an overnight on the Limitless? You have the range?
Yeah, we have the range. Well, I mean, last year some of the kelping we were doing was way the heck down there, like 90 to 100 miles. We don't like to do that, but you know, sometimes you have to make that run. You do it, but we don't make it like a practice. And we've gone Tanner and Cortez on overnights, believe it or not. But you better hit a home run in the morning. You're stuck. But well, so.
Fortunately, that bluefin right now, at least, is just not going to, you know, it's not going to require a 90-mile run. There's fish right around our backyard, and it's biting again, and we don't need to worry about that.
And the thing is that if you need to do it, you have the range and the speed to be able to get to
where
you have to go.
Yep.
That's a big deal, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Speed and comfort.
Yes.
So, and, you know, the bait capacity and everything else, it's just one big package that, you know, it's hard to beat.
Yeah. It's a good program and such a great, great boat. You've been running boats for a long time. Last year, let's talk a little bit about last year. What was your success? What did you catch and how did you catch it?
Last year was obviously last few years, big bluefin. And, you know, last year didn't seem like we were catching those big ones a lot. A lot of that, like, 80 to 120 pound fish.
Yeah,
it's bummer. No big ones, huh?
Yeah, I know. We're a little spoiled.
We had one of those rat 120s.
I know. So but also we have epic Dorado fishing, which people love.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's nice to mix it up, you know, especially when you're night fishing all the time for bluefin. Sometimes it's nice to fish during the day and catch something. So Dorado. Clementi was great for yellowtail fishing and obviously bluefin around it. And the Outer Banks later in the year were pretty good as well. So, it was a good mixed-up year,
mentioned Clementi. Clementi, you spent some time over at Clementi, too.
Yeah,
a fun place to fish.
It's one of my favorites, for sure.
Really fun.
You brought up something that I just hadn't thought about, and you're so right. Like, one of the differences with a trip on the Limitless is, you know, if you are going to mix things up and, you know, add some island fishing in to go along with your chase of big bluefins, like, that boat has no problem getting into skinny water wherever you need to be. I mean, you know, you can't always back the Royal Polaris into a couple fathoms of water and catch them calico bass or shallow water yellowtail. But on a boat like that, you could be drifting for 250 pounders and, you know, in the mid morning and then just slide into the beach in the afternoon and catch bass and yellowtail. No problem.
Yeah, we do it a lot. We have a couple groups that, like, they don't want to just fish bluefin. They want to go to the island and experience, you know, it's a beautiful place.
Sure.
And yeah, catching bass and yellowtail.
Sure.
You know, it's one of my favorite things to do. So, that place is special. So we're lucky to fish it.
That's rad.
Yeah. So, a lot of this stuff has been kind of nighttime bluefin tuna fishing and stuff like that. Are you doing that? Are you fishing daytime? Or are you fishing the kite still? I mean, a lot of guys, you know, on the sport boats, they weren't fishing the kite as much or, you know, flyers and things like that.
Yeah, you know, so it primarily is nighttime fishing right now.
Yeah.
But during the day, I'd say there's opportunities on other methods that maybe sport boats can't do, like guys, you know, different trolling techniques.
Uh-huh.
But honestly, it's been all about the night, and then there's been decent kelp fishing during the day for yellowtail. You know, like 6 to 15 pounders, so you find the right kelp, catch a few yellows. So you can make a day out of it for sure, and then... You know, when the sun starts going down, get ready. So your arms have a workout.
Yeah.
Especially the last few days. It was tough around that full moon, but now that we're backing off, it seems like, you know, it's getting better.
So that moon really affected things on that full moon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've been out here recently and kind of...
You know, we've been doing more local trips, to be honest, Coronados and whatnot, but we have a two-day tonight, so we're going to leave early and,
beautiful weather. Holy mackerel. This next week looks great.
That's the biggest thing this time of the year is getting... Especially for, you know, we're not the Royal Polaris, so we're still a 44-foot boat.
Yeah.
Thing handles, but weather in April, May... It's typically a little choppier, but it looks like a good weather window here for a few days.
Well, you know, Matt Barlow, you always seem to get him. What's your what is that? Is that tenacity? What why is it that you guys do so well?
I just think it's a combination of just keep trying. You know, it's like you're not going to get them every time. But yeah. If you put in the work and just like that, you grind it out. There's been a lot of times we've caught nothing. And in the bottom of the ninth, you know, you keep trying and keep trying and keep trying and you'll catch something. And
yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing. Just keep on it, you know, and keep focused. And when you have a good crew and a good boat, it makes it a lot easier as well. So, yeah,
for sure.
Just keep grinding.
And the nice thing, too, operating out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, easy to get to.
Parking killer, killer tackle store, deli, everything right up above.
Everything right there.
Killer deli right there. You know, it's basically my second home. I've been there forever with the Impulse. And, you know, Steve Pinard's a good friend of mine and yours. And it's just a great place to run out of. No drama, free parking, and then the boat's right in front of the market. So you just come on down and load your stuff and off we go. But,
And if you need anything particular, you can go right in there. Yeah. Ice, beer, food.
I can't imagine having our boat anywhere else. Like I joke about it on the show all the time. Like it just made me such the lazy preparer. You know, I mean, it's just like, oh, what are you worried about? Ice, we're gonna get that. We're gonna get our breakfast and our lunch there, and probably forgot sinkers and a spool of fluorocarbon. We're gonna get all that there too. Like I don't know.
And your fuel.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
If you're out of fuel, you can fuel up right there. So it's a one-stop shop. So it's great.
Yeah. No, it works out well.
Yeah.
So you said your trips are all inclusive, food and stuff like
Correct.
That. So you guys do all the food on the boat.
Yeah. So we do all the shopping. It's family operation. So
nice.
Yeah, my mom and my dad do the shop, the grocery shopping.
No,
and yeah, that's
man,
the part
I
that I don't like doing. So they pick up the slack there, and then we breakfast, lunch, dinner, and everything, snacks, you name it, we do it.
So, you guys are cool, man.
Yeah.
I love it.
Sounds great. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Matt is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to going fishing around Southern California.
Man, just the amount of success that these guys and this operation has had on this big bluefin fishing today is going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to talk about it, and we can't wait to talk to you. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can text the show. Text the show option's gotten so popular here with Let's Talk Hookup. And the only way to text in your questions to Captain Matt is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, easy to find, and it's a great way to participate with Let's Talk Hookup, both in texting the show, calling the show, and you can hear all the show archives all downloaded to that Let's Talk Hookup app. Again, if you're going to text in your questions, make sure that you include your contact info, because we're giving away a great prize for one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show. You're going to get a $50 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Reels. Plus, you're going to get the newest edition of the Bill Varney Crab and Go Sand Crab Catcher.
Check it out.
Nice.
Really lightweight.
Yeah, very cool prize. And $50 up to Cal's. Have Cal and Eric tune up your reel and get you ready for the season. So, yeah, an awesome prize. Again, if you want to get through, shoot us a text through the Let's Talk Hookup app or give us a call, 213-432-1090. We say it all the time. How that prize works is at the end of the show, we'll have the prize coin that makes a flip, and that'll determine whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side. So great opportunity, great fishing. We got some really killer catch reports coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to a great one. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently delivered deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Today, more than ever, outside special interest groups want to close access to California sport fishing. Don't let this happen. Join Coastal Conservation Association of California and fight back. CCA California is your voice, your advocate for ocean fishing access. We fight the outside special interests so you, your kids, and their kids can fish for generations to come. Visit ccacalifornia.org and join the fight against more fishing closures.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing LA has to offer. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Hi, this is Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing, and I love my Costa Del Mar sunglasses. You cannot beat the 580G lenses and the killer frames that they come with. The 580G lenses are by far the most clear and durable, scratch-resistant lenses I've ever used. And I'm far from easy on my equipment. We use it day in and day out, and having that scratch resistance that they have is a game changer for us. I rely on my Costa Del Mars every day. They take care of my eyes and help see what's out there. For more information, you can check out CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090 is the number to reach us. Or, again, shoot us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, I have a great text from Austin in San Clemente. He wants to know some particulars about the Limitless. What kind of sonar does your boat have, and what rods and reels do you guys have?
Hey, good morning. As far as the sonar goes, we actually just installed a Furuno CH600. It's a dual-frequency Furuno.
Big upgrade.
That's a big hitter.
Wow. Yeah, we have the CH250, which is a really good model, but, you know, we do have the new 600. So.
That's the newest, latest, and greatest.
Yeah, besides the Omni, it's right up there. So,
yeah.
Yep.
And then do you guys provide the rods and reels on the boat?
Yes. So rods and reels, we have CalStars and Seekers for rods.
Wow.
And then we're sponsored by Penn. So we have any Internationals, Torx, and Fathoms on board.
You worked for Penn for how many years?
14.
Yeah. So you so,
probably
yeah.
didn't hurt.
You have it in there.
The garage is doing okay.
Yeah. So you got all the stuff.
Yeah. We're doing okay as far as tackle. So, yeah, that's all inclusive. So you don't have to bring anything.
So you just kind of show up with your clothes.
Show up with your boots and, you know, off we go.
That's cool. That's so cool. What an easy thing. And what about fish processing?
Yeah, so we do fillet on board, but we do most of, with this bluefin being the size it is, that we go through processors. So five-star Sportsman Seafood and Fast and Easy Fish Processing. Kelly over there takes care of us.
Yeah.
And,
they'll come down and meet the boat.
He picks up the fish. And he'll also cut the fish same day, depending on his availability, or he'll deliver it to one of our local processors here. So he makes it really convenient. So
nice.
That's the way to go.
Yeah, nice. All right. Hey, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090, let's jump in the phone.
You got it. Let's talk to John. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, in your trips in October, can you mix in a lobster trip? If you're on a, you know, 2.5 day and get a couple nights of lobster fishing?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. We don't do that very often, but that is something that we can do, absolutely.
Yeah, take some hoops.
Yeah, take some hoops at the island. Yeah, good way to mix it up. Yeah, we
can
do that.
Now, do you guys do any trips like for sea bass, for Clemente or Catalina or anything like that this time of the year?
Yeah, well, you know, Clemente mainly. You know, we'll do cat, but I'd say Clemente, yellowtail, sea bass, halibut. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
These spring trips. Yeah, it's starting to pop off.
Yeah.
So it has been. So
fun time.
We're open to that for sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Do that kind of stuff. Great. Hey, John, appreciate the call this morning. That does free up 213-432-1090. Rick, you have one?
One here was, hey, good morning, guys. Like many of us, I like to bring the entire tackle store when I come on the boat, but we got to be within reason. How many rod holders do you have, and what are the preferred outfits that you like your guys to show up with if they're coming on a trip? And that's from Alex in San Carlos. I think he's getting at, you know, like, if I got to bring my favorite rod, do I just bring a bait rod, or do you provide the troll gear? Sounds like you got everything. What's an appropriate thing for a guy to bring if he's jumping on Limitless with you?
Hey, you know what? Yeah, so we have – pretty much all the rods we don't cover from A to Z. So whether it's fishing calico bass, the cow tuna, it's we have it covered. But guys do like to bring their own tackles, and we have a lot of rod holders for that size of a boat. So I'd say if you brought, like, you know, three or four of your favorite setups, you'd be fine. You know, everything from a 30-pound bait stick to 40 to 50 pounds, 60 to 80. But we have a lot of room for rods, so don't be shy. But we do have it all covered on our end as well.
That's right.
Do you, this past season, what were kind of the, you were talking about the different methods you fish. So you said you did some trolling too, like Mad Mac trolling. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we do. That's kind of, I don't really use the Mad Mac myself on the boat. I feel like if, I mean, guys do troll it. We'll troll it every once in a while, but I'd say we more specialize in the flyer and the balloon and the kite.
Gotcha.
And then we'll troll the spreader bar when we're away from guys, you know, or covering water. And, you know, a lot of times that trolling technique with the Mad Mac, especially in an area when they're really confined and it's like breezers and flat spots, I think it's more beneficial to fish the flyer, or, you know, in a, the Mad Mac, everyone going, you know, 15, 20 miles an hour on each other. It makes it tough. So we don't do that, but the spreader bar will come out every once in a while. And, of course, we like to fish the flyer. The California flyer is deadly.
You like the California flyer?
I love that thing.
Now, what do you like about it?
I like the main thing is, especially last year with that, a lot of that fish in that, like, 80 to 120-pound range, you know, you'd be fishing, if you fish a normal, like a
regular
frozen flyer, and you get blown up on, it'll, you know, turn in a ball of mush, and then you got to bring it in and put another one out. With the California flyer, you know, you can miss a lot of bites, and that thing will still be there, wings intact, and your rigging is good, so you can leave it out there and connect.
Yeah. It doesn't seem possible that a 100-pounder can just detonate on that thing
and miss
with multiple hooks and the big treble and the big single, and, like, it doesn't seem, and like, rip it down, and you watch your, you know, you watch your clip going down, like, oh, he's got it, clearly, and then, poof, all of a sudden it comes up, like you say, that was a perfect description.
It's the
most
frustrating
thing. A ball of mush on the hook. Like, how on earth?
How do they miss it?
How can you do that? Like, how can you?
Guaranteed if you jumped on that thing,
the
treble hook would be in your face.
Yeah.
It just, and it gives you the ability to slow troll it, and you're not worrying about the thing, like, getting messed up, like the chopsticks and the rig. It just makes it simple, and you connect more, you know, with these smaller fish especially. But I like it a lot. We have, like, I think 10 of them on board.
That's awesome.
And one, like, gets messed up or whatever, you just send it out, bam, bam, bam. It's just, I love that thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
And do you troll it, or you just, like, from a still boat?
Yeah, a lot of times, you know, if we're in a really, I like to walk the thing around.
Walk it around.
Yeah, it's pretty.
And that's the nice thing about it too, is that you can actually walk it around.
Right? Yeah, exactly. And walk it around, and you can fish it, you know, just drifting.
Yeah.
But I really do like walking it around, especially when it's like flat spots and breezers. You can walk it right through it and kind of lead the top edge of the school, and it works really well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, hearing that advantage of getting to do a trip like this. You know, that's just one of the ways that it differs, is, like, obviously all of our boats in our fleet are always trying to do the best thing they can, but, like, the, you know, the job of the captain behind the sport boat is to make the best catch he can for his passengers, and that job just has to differ when you have 30 guys or when you have 6 guys, and that's to no fault of anybody else, but, you know, when you have 30 guys, you can't necessarily, you know, hang your hat on trying to dip your one flyer in front of a flat spot, because that's leaving 29 other guys maybe out of position to get a bite. But when you're just jumping on board the Limitless, like, you get to target that single trophy fish, because that's a prize held by all. And maybe getting 4 or 5 of those things is very doable, but, you know, getting 30 of them one at a time, that's pretty tough.
Yeah, it's great, especially with, like you said, 6 people, and you got, you know, the opportunity to fish of a lifetime. I tell people all the time, I mean, like, this is a great opportunity, and there's 6 of you private charter. It's
you're
so
all buds.
Fun.
Totally.
And when you have multiple fish on board, you know, it's really great. It's awesome. So,
that's so cool.
So yeah. what are your charter rates?
I overnight trip, so all inclusive is $4,500. That's for the whole boat. Okay.
So you take 6 people,
divide it all up, and yeah, everything.
That includes everything.
Everything. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And then
what a great deal.
Day and a half, $6,200, and then 2 days, $8,200.
Wow.
So, you know, comparatively speaking, you know, it's a little bit more money than obviously going on a sport boat.
But boy, not by much.
Not by much.
Yeah, time you get done paying for everything and you're with three or four of your good friends, right?
Right.
Instead of 25 or 30 guys.
I don't know that it is anymore. I mean, like, you start to talk about ticket costs and you're, you know, you're talking about providing food. I mean, you figure out what your ticket cost is and then throw in your breakfast, your lunch, and your dinner, and then your fish cleaning, and then whatever else. I mean, I don't know that it's anymore.
Yeah, it's not that
not
much.
When you divide, not when you divide it amongst your
tackle.
Group. That's what I'm saying.
All
your
tackles included.
Yeah, we invest a lot in the tackle and the boat. I mean, it's ready to go.
Yeah,
that's cool,
and,
man.
You know what?
And a nice boat too.
Dude,
I mean,
love
that boat
limitless.
Is really nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, really nice. And hardworking crews. You've got you guys, you Ryan Block and your other
David,
guys,
David Fitzgerald, Fitzy, one of our main guys,
guys
and Matt Purcell.
Yeah,
and, you know, we got a lot of guys that have been on, you know, experience
that, that know how to get them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you're
and
connected.
Yeah, and have a good time, right? Show you,
right.
Even the fish aren't going to bite every day, but when you have good food and good, you know, good crew, it makes up for everything else.
Absolutely. So. Well, hey, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Our buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete, Rick. Yes.
What's up, John?
John.
Well, you know, the fishing's picking up every week. It seems to be getting better. And, you know, the water's warming up pretty fast, too. It's 75 degrees inside, and about 5 miles off, it bumps up to 78, 79 degrees. So it's warming weekly here, getting better. And the fishing's got better, too. The good news is this past week is the yellowfin have finally showed up, which is going to bode well for our tournament, Pete. It's they're still a ways offshore. You know, they're 30 to 50 miles off. But they're running into them, and they're real predictable out there. Steve Pinard was out there with Ben, the Pinards, and they rolled outside. And he said they were probably 40 to 50 off when they finally ran into the schools. Mostly footballs, but then they had a couple up to 18 pounds, a couple of real good, nice keepers. Limits, they said unlimited bite. They could have taken as long as they liked. So that's good news, you know. That's the first yellowfin of the year. We also had, I sent you the picture earlier in the week, whopper rooster fish, huh? Really a big one.
Yeah, giant.
That's cool.
Yeah. Had to be. It was a beast, you know, but it had to be at least 80 pounds. I don't know if you found a foot. It was a monster.
What was fun was when you were on last week, John, and we, you know, we had that question about big rooster fish, and you, you know, you had said, like, well, really, the time for big ones is about now. Like, that should be happening right about now.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you follow that up with a giant monster. Like, well, I guess you really do know it down there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's the first big one of the year, that said. But a whopper, and there's a lot, there's quite a few around. They're spotting them. And we had a couple fly fishermen out yesterday that were bringing them up, and they could see them. They couldn't get them to bite, but there's some real, real big fish in there. So that's picking up as well inshore, you know. A lot of striped marlin around. Nobody seems to be targeting them. Everybody's had their striped marlin, but there's bunches of them off the La Rivera banks there right in front of the hotel. But tailors everywhere. And so mixed with some Dorado, too. You know, it's the occasional Dorado, but they're always good size. You know, they're always at least 20 pounds normally and between 20 and 35. And mostly bulls as well, but their single fish seems like on the troll, but they're coming up fairly regularly. And inshore, very good bottom fishing, right? Cabrillo, Pargo, lots of pompano this year, biting well. So it's picking up, guys. It's getting better.
Yeah, it is. And I know Steve's been texting me pictures about how happy he is to be back at the ranch and how wonderful it is. And again, you want your chance to go to the ranch. This is the last year you get to go, so take advantage of it. Make your bookings. I was talking to Pam. We booked a few of those open rooms for our tournament, as well as she said she was pretty deluged after the show last weekend. So spots are going quickly. People are starting to figure it out. This is the last shot. So get on it. How do we get a hold of you if you want to go fishing at Rancho Leonero?
Thanks, Peter. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right, John. Great to hear from you. Can't wait to get down there, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right.
Thanks, John.
Thanks. Hey, I have a great text from John at Rancho San Diego. He says, great show, guys. Love hearing about the Limitless. What are the bunk arrangements on the boat, and is there a shower?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, the bunk arrangement on the, so we have a one stateroom on the port side that'll sleep three with three individual bunks.
Nice.
And then in the Ford, in the V berth, there's three bunks as well. So we do bunk six, and there's two heads on board.
Individual bunks for everybody.
Correct.
For six. Yeah. Wow, yeah. Nice.
So, and then we have two heads, like I said, and one of them does have a shower with nice. Hot water, obviously. Hot so water. It's pretty comfortable. Two heads, you know, so.
Yeah. You have a water maker?
We do not, but we hold a lot of water.
You hold a lot. The water is not an
it's
issue.
It's like bait. So yeah. Water and bait are good.
Yeah. Well, the cool thing about those Pacificas is they're big boats. They're heavy boats. They carry a lot of stuff.
Yeah, 1,000 gallons of fuel. They were designed
1,000 gallons of fuel.
They were designed to go to Cabo without stopping.
Wow.
Yep. So that's kind of their deal, but 1,000 gallons, so we can pretty much go anywhere.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Yep. Yeah, I mean, like no issues on fuel.
No issues.
Yeah.
Except rolling back up to the fuel dock when you get back.
Right in a check to Dana Lanning, right?
Yeah, it looks a little better this year than last year, but yeah. Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, we have two heads and six bunks for everybody.
Nice. That's awesome, man. Yeah, I love it. All right. Well, hey, we had another great text come through. This is from Matt. It says, hey, the hot ticket right now seems to be that nighttime fishing. Before that, it was high-speed trolling. Before that, balloon and kite and yummy flyers. And then before that, foamers and casting lures. Matt, what's the future bring for bluefin tuna? Do you think it will be forever changing, or do you think that we're in a pattern that's going to stick? That's from Mike and Rosemead.
Hey, Mike, I think we're always evolving, especially with this fishery. You know, especially the night thing, like, it's – I think there's always going to be new techniques evolving and whatnot, new manufacturers with lures, but the night fishing is pretty much set off this – I mean, it's a pretty good trend, right? Because this time of the year – you know, in years past, you wouldn't really catch anything during the day. And now this night fishing, you know, these guys are cooning them. So I think it's always evolving, but there's always going to be new techniques and new ways to do it. But, yeah, it's
you bring up such a good point. Like, think about what's happening right this second. You know what I mean? And you hear it from the guys where they're driving around all day, and maybe they pick off onesie, twosie here or there. Maybe they get a good school, and they get a half a dozen, you know, whatever it might be. That would, you know, in the quote-unquote in the old days, like, that would have been your day. You know, we had two, or we had four, or we had six. And now it's like you have that in the daytime, but, boy, we know where those things are at. And as soon as that sun starts setting, we're going to get on a school, and then they fish all night, and they get a hit for 30, or then they get their limits, or whatever it might be. I mean, if you just had the daytime fishing, which, let's be real, that's all we did 5 years ago or 10 years ago, we wouldn't even be running right now. It would be enough to sustain it. Now you're seeing trips with limits of big ones, and this is so cool what's happening.
And good fishing here the last couple nights.
Well, the last two nights have been kicked right back into gear again.
Yeah, for sure. So how do you handle that at night? Do you have lots of lights? And
we have lots of lights. So that's a big thing, I'd say, is lights on the boat. Yeah. And then, obviously, guys up fishing. So if we have more participation, the better. Because, you know, a lot of times on these charters, people want to relax and whatnot, but I try to set them up for success. And that is, right now, it's like, get a nap in.
Yeah.
You know, on the way out, if we're leaving in the morning, like, take a nap, because get ready to battle at night.
Have you up all night.
Yeah. So, you know, it's pretty taxing for the crew and the captains, but if you want to make a catch, like, this is the way you're going to do it right now. So, coming off the backside of this full, it is a very good sign of fish, and it's good grade, so... I think last night was outstanding for a lot of these guys. Yeah. So we're pretty excited to get out there this afternoon, this evening.
Yeah.
And
it's not that far.
It's not that far. So it's an overnight range for sure. It's in full day range, but seems like the best fishing right now is at night. So come prepared, take a nap, drink some coffee, and get your arm
ready. Be ready to go.
Get ready to wind.
How do you, though, handle? Like, that is so – I mean, there's no stop, you know? I mean, I just don't – it's so brutal, like trip after trip after trip. And I mean, you see the success that the Limitless has all the time. Like, it's clear. And you mentioned it's because you guys don't stop. You grind it out until the very end. And that's why your operation is so successful. But how the hell do you deal with it, man? That's so much. Because you don't get to take the nap. You know?
Well, you know, I do. It's not just me. It's my crew, too. Sure. I have, like, our other captains on board. We just don't put anybody on the wheel. So... Ryan Block is very experienced, and, you know, I feel comfortable with my other guys running the boat during the day or during the night.
Totally.
So I like to be on the wheel and, like, you know, so we'll mix it up. Like sometimes we'll drive at night during the day, but you certainly can't do it 24 hours a day. You have to have good help, and that's what we have. And it doesn't hurt that I have little kids too, so yeah, they keep me on my toes. So
yeah,
I'm up no matter what with them, it seems like. But yeah, you just have to have a good, solid crew.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it comes down to, because I mean, it's hard to fish 24 hours a day is impossible.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
But
you just rotate.
But you never know when they're going to bite, too. So yeah. It could be 9 at night, 8 at night, but it could be 3 in the morning or yeah. At gray, you know, at gray. So you always got to be ready and vigilant. So,
yeah, for sure. You know, gray would be good, but those...
Gray would
those,
be great, yeah, but yeah. It's usually yeah. Like 2 in the morning. Yeah. So, yeah.
9 o'clock would be great. You know, I mean, yeah. That's the thing. Like, everybody's yeah. Pumped up, and they know that it's a night bite, and so they're ready for it, and yeah. They fish the afternoon. And yeah. As soon as it gets dark, the participation is high.
Yeah.
It's not as easy to find guys that are as into it at 2 a.m. Yeah. As they were at 9 p.m.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you start losing people at, like, 11 o'clock if, you know, if yeah. It's low.
I'm going to go down. You know, yeah, if you guys hook one, let me know. And...
Yeah, the slippers come on. You know, yeah. And then next thing you know, though, you get stopped on a good one, and then you got, you know, it's like the crew fishing.
Get out
and
here.
One guy, and you're yeah. Yelling, and the guy is coming out. You're
yeah.
Like,
I told you. I told you. So, let's get ready.
Yeah.
Well, let's jump back on those phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Sam? He's calling us from Irvine this morning. What's up, Sam? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Great show. Hey, I mostly did these small charters last year, and that's a beautiful boat. I Googled it up. What is the range? Because it seems that, you know, a lot of on a day trip, because it seems like you can catch a lot of fish on a day boat. What is the range on that boat, the Limitless,
you know,
for a day trip?
On a day trip? Overnight trip?
Yeah. Yeah, just a day trip, you know, the full day trip.
I mean, I'd say 80, 90 miles would kind of be the outer range of it, you know.
So if you had to go to Tanner or Cortez, you could pull it off.
I mean, that's a tough one.
That's really pushing it.
Like last year, you know, we had good kelping at 90 miles, and we were able to do that.
Yeah.
So, it, you know, the boat's quick, and we're able to do that. And so, yeah, that's not a problem. But, you know, right now the fishing's 40, 50 miles, yeah. 30 to 50 miles. So it's not that's easy.
And you hope it stays that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, we will go that extra mile to catch fish.
If you have to.
We don't just like to drive around aimlessly, obviously. So.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah, I'd say, you know, that inside 100 miles would be our range, but right now we don't have to do that.
Yeah, that's nice for sure.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be checking in with Catch Reports, more of your phone calls, more of your texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking limitless fishing, offshore fishing, man. Things are going great. Having a lot of fun and talking some fishing. If you want to join us this morning, 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Not only your opportunity to talk to Captain Barlow, but also your shot at winning that killer prize. Again, a $50 gift certificate to Cal's Reels, or you're going to get your reels tuned up, blueprinted, drag work, service work, whatever you want. You'll have it to the masters of Cal and Eric. And you're also going to get one of those Bill Varney crab and ghost hand crab catchers.
Yeah, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. It's time for the Catch Report. And today, the Catch Report is sponsored by Summit Gasoline. Hey, they want to know, have you slept with Martha today? How about with
have
Mike?
You? Yeah.
They're pillows, that is.
They're pillows, yeah.
Summit Gasoline at San Diego. Man. Summit Gasoline at San Diego Sports Arena sells my pillows for just $29.95 and Martha's pillows for only $14.95. Along with the low, low gas prices for your car, truck, or trailer boat, the Summit Bistro now features fresh made burritos, sandwiches, and salads at a great price. Summit Gasoline is the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California and can produce close to 8,000 pounds of ice daily. Hear that
pretty
right.
Pretty unreal.
8,000 pounds daily they can make. It includes your free bag of ice with your fill-up or with a bait purchase, and you can get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. It's the lowest gas price. This is free ice, easy in-and-out pull-through with your boat trailer. That's all at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena.
All right, let's find out what's biting. Go to Captain Brian Willie, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going this morning? Good stuff in there.
Happy Mother's Day, by the way, to all the mothers. We haven't said that yet, but happy Mother's Day.
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to give all the moms a shout-out today.
Yeah.
All that hard work they do for everybody, right?
Right.
We appreciate every bit of it. I know I do in my house. It's chaos sometimes, for sure. But, hey, status quo week for us up here. You know, some good fishing along the coast. And then that San Clemente Island, man, they're seeing lots of fish over there. It just hasn't quite gotten to where it needs to be. So that's going to be kind of something to keep your eye on, I think, over the next week or two. So 3/4 day here for us. Still, we're fishing that rockfish pretty hard. You know, it's kind of been our push on these 3/4 days. Along the coast here, you know, you're going to see the reds and the Boccaccio make up the bulk of those counts, with some whitefish and other random, mixed rockfish kind of in that deal. But good conditions made for easy drifts for us this week. And, you know, getting on the anchor was pretty good too with those same conditions. Off the beach a little bit out there on that 14 mile bank, it continues to be very good. The quality out there on that rockfish has been excellent with, some real nice big, bruiser boccaccio, solid chilies, and those bank rockfish, you know, all good quality size fish. You know, a few reds out there and, some other mixed rockfish as well, but, those boccaccios, chilies, and bankies have been the bulk of the catch out there. A little bit closer to home here on our half day, the bass fishing was it was a little bit more work this week, I'd say. You know, a day or two that we had some of that residual anchovy certainly helped with that action. But we had some washed out zones as a result of that swell that was pounding onto the beach this week. So those guys had to kind of get out of that shallower water, fish some of the deeper stuff for their bass and their sheephead and whitefish. And then, like I said, they're over at Clemente. You know, the Fury has had some good shots at fish this week. Good cod fishing out there as well. A few halibut in the mix. That seems to be like the sleeper fish of the season here. This halibut fishing is just kind of, you know, catching everyone kind of, I'm not going to say off guard, but it's just been a nice bonus addition to that fishing out there. And then that yellowtail being caught for those guys, like 20 to 30 pound grade. There's fish on the yo-yo jig, on the live bait as well. A little bit of squid out there. Marcus was able to load up and kind of get what he needed night before last. So we had some bait left over. He's over there today. Haven't heard from him yet to see what they did last night, but plenty of that as well for his guys. So, but that yellowtail there, it's there. It just hasn't like pushed into that bite mode yet. So again, we'll see how that shakes out this next week, for those guys over there. So guys want to hop on a trip here, give the landing a call. Our number 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web too, danawarf.com, and, same code here, spring 25. That'll save you 25% on one of these local half day or three quarter day trips if you want to come fishing this week.
That's amazing. Spring 25. And so what about Don Hansen Day? Is that passed already?
Absolutely. Nope. That's tomorrow. Thanks for the heads up on that. I totally spaced that. Yeah, I'd be in trouble if I didn't mention
that.
Yeah,
you would.
So
yeah, we got all be in trouble. Don would be looking out down on us going, what the heck, guys?
Yeah, totally. So 50% off our three-quarter day and half-day trips tomorrow. I think three-quarter day might already be full. There might be some spots on the half-day. But the kicker here is you can buy gift certificates or gift packs for future trips at 40% off. So
what?
You can book online and go to our gift certificate little page there on our website and book those online. I don't know if they're going to be taking them through the office. You may be able to come in person for sure, but I think to get the clarification on that, you could always call the landing office and they can give you the heads up. But I'm pretty sure it's all online. But yeah, super smoking deal. It's, you know, other than maybe something we do around the holidays, it's your best opportunity to save a ton of cash on some future trips with us. We'll be doing some raffles on the trips. It'll just be a cool vibe, you know, honoring Don throughout the day tomorrow on the open party trips. So
and what's
cool
the significance
deal.
Of Don Hansen Day? Is it his birthday?
I think it's the birthday. I think it's just an anniversary. It's just the whole thing. It's, you know, I think when David checks in, he would know exactly for sure on the birthday. That slips my mind. But it's just, you know, why not honor Don? And it's a great deal for everyone. So
that's cool, man. That's cool. So Don Hansen Day tomorrow at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Absolutely. Thanks for the heads up on that one, man. Yeah, I would have been dead meat there for sure.
We all would have been. Yeah, for sure. All right. Captain Brian Willie, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Take advantage of that. Don Hansen Day tomorrow and all the other great deals they have at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. And we'll talk to you next time.
Right on. Thanks, guys. And, hey, just a shout-out to that Limitless boat, man. We looked at that boat for decades in Dana Point. You know, that thing was a mainstay. So
I'm stoked
to see you, Barlow. Hey, guys, you know, seeing you guys catch your fish down there, and let's get stuff, man. Keep it rolling.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we'll try.
Yeah. Yeah. You too. Legendary. I mean, I'm sure you got to go out with Tommy a few times.
Fished on that with them, and, you know, pre that when, you know, Rocky and some other guys on the boat too. So, yeah, it's a cool rig, no doubt about it. Yeah. Anyways, thanks for the time, guys. Happy Mother's Day to the moms, and we'll catch you next week.
Sounds good.
Yeah, thanks, Willie. Appreciate that.
All right, guys. Later.
Now let's hit the beach. We're going to find out what's biting in the surf. Our surf fishing guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Gentlemen.
What do you say, Gundy?
How's it going?
It's good, man.
Good.
Well, as a general lay of the land, good barred perch fishing, and that halibut bite is something to watch. We got strong tides this week, more and more fish on the beach, more and more fish in the lagoons, in the bays, all those places. But this week we're just going to focus on that barred perch bite. Right now is the best time to get a trophy fish, you know. I'd say it's probably as good as it gets. We haven't seen the traditional perch bite the last several years in that northern region, and this year it sure seems like it's coming together. The spawns in full bloom right now, lots of ripe fish, lots of quality fish. The better models have ranged from 12 to 15 inches, which is up into the 3-pound class. That's really nice quality perch. And like I said, the traditional grounds have been the place to look. From Ventura through Oxnard and Santa Barbara has always been the better stretch. I mean, you'll catch fish south and through San Diego County and all that. And you will catch some quality fish, but if you're hunting the big dogs, you want to go up there. And, you know, the beaches haven't really changed over the years. Gaviota, Refugio, you know, El Capitan, East Beach, Graveyard, Summerlin, Carpinteria, Emma Wood, Fifth Street, Silver Strand, Santa Claus Lane, all the way through there is all big fish country. So, you know, making a trip up there with good conditions, strong tides is not a bad idea if you want to, you know, bag a wall hanger. And with these big perch, you want to scale up to bigger baits, you know, maybe go from an inch and a half grub to a 2 or a 3 inch grub. Small crocodiles work on these big giant fish, like a trout-sized crocodile, slow rolls through the surf. The trend in recent years has been to use Lucky Craft, and a lot of big perch in, you know, 3 to 5 years have come on these Lucky Craft. You know, the smaller models, the 90s, you know, maybe, you know, some guys even fish those big 110s and they're getting bites, you know. It might have something to do with the babies, you know, they have live births, so they corral the babies, so maybe they hit these larger targets, you know. But the flash minnows, the X-Raps, things like that, and the same thing with the natural baits. Think about Go Shrimp, you know, cut salted anchovy is an old-school favorite up there, Sidewinder crabs, even innkeeper worms if you can find them. You know, whole mussels. So you want to think on a larger scale. And, you know, you're not going to get the amount of bites. You're not going to get all the smaller fish and stuff. But you're big fish hunting. So you're getting fewer bites, but the bites you get will be quality. And I guarantee you, if you hang a ghost shrimp out there, a piece of innkeeper worm, something like that, you're going to get a dandy. So just a little hint here. If you want to make a trip up north and take advantage of that really good barred perch fishing, now's the time to do it.
There you go. All right, Surf Guru Extraordinaire, Gundy Gunnison, always has the hot tips. There you go. Thanks for that, Gundy, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Pie tins right now, Pete. Pie tins. That's what they call them, big perch. Have a good week, gentlemen.
You too.
Appreciate that very much. That's going to wrap it up. I want to remind you, summer's here, and the sand crabs are everywhere at the beach. Now there's a lightweight, compact tool that'll help you scoop up that bait, and it's the Crab and Go. It weighs only 6 ounces. It's made from resistant stainless steel. It's killer. Have a free, fresh sand crab to the beach every time you go fishing. You'll find the Crab and Go at all your surf fishing tackle shops, and you can order them online at surffishtackle.com.
Yeah, they're cool. Bill, we're giving one away today, yeah. But Bill sent us one, and it's super lightweight, so you can just throw it on your belt. And what's nice about it, different than the old Crab and Go, bigger, wider.
Right.
So it's lighter weight and wider than the old Crab and Go.
Get a bigger scoop.
It's like bigger scoop, get more sand crabs, and go catch some fish on the beach.
The way you go.
For sure. You know, Gundy was talking about hard baits. How about those new hard baits that AFCO came out with?
Man, really good
those
job, man.
Are sweet. Have you seen those, Matt?
I have not.
Oh, man, they just came in. I know I saw them at Fisherman's Landing Tackle the other day. Sweet, huh?
Yeah, yeah, really nice-looking jerk baits of multiple sizes. And, you know, it's been fun watching those guys. They've done so much of that product fishing and testing and fishing down in northern Baja and Cabrillo fishing and then fishing the beach with them up here. And they have really, really good hardware on them, which I thought was such a good
call.
Don't have
to twitch the hook.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those things, you know, as soon as you buy it, it's almost worthless without new split rings and new treble hooks. And, yeah, they spent the money. They have really good-looking paint jobs, really good-looking hardware, good hooks, good rings. It's killer. It's no surprise. That's all the stuff that those guys do tends to be at that highest level of quality. And, boy, their hard bait sure fell right along. Also, their dart jigs, too. I don't know if you got to see those. But, yeah, they've got some really good-looking.
Totally different kind of shape, different movement, everything.
Yeah, they just, again, you know, Robbie was involved with so much lure design in years past, and clearly he brought a lot of that knowledge with him, you know, when it came to AFCO.
That bigger jerkbait that they have, I think it's a 150 size, something like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but yeah.
But anyway, you know what, because it's wide and big, bulky, big. It reminds me of that 190 mag Lucky Craft that you can't even get anymore. That was just like the killer bait, right? Yeah. And I saw those, like, oh my God, you talk about a Cabrillo killer?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, those guys did a really good job.
Or a Calico Bass killer. Uh-huh. Yeah, those things, yeah. So check those out, the new AFCO hard baits now at your local tackle store.
Totally, yeah. In full shipment, too. We got everything. Yeah. They're bitching. They did a really good job, and I know that they're all, you know, in all the local tackle stores. Yeah. So, yeah, pretty killer. Hey, when we come back, we got another full full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More with the Limitless out of Dana Landing. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protective, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.